episode 6 of A Chat With The Lads. This one's called Catch Up. Today with me I have Liam.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he's back.
Alright, Josh is back. And here with me, I've got Liam B, Liam C, and Gibbo, of course.
How are the lads?
So what's the story? Welcome back, Josh, welcome back.
It's been too long, lads.
Thomas got the sack. He's over in America now.
He was only a replacement anyway,
didn't he? He never lived up to it.
Only attempt.
He was sacked after last time's events.
So to balance out what happened last time, we brought in the black guy.
That episode shall not be shared.
Banned footage.
No, I'll chat with the lads, I'm a bit dark.
Oh, fuck that, man. Alright, so...
Shocking.
One thing that's been coming up a lot is the issue with the carbon emissions from Ireland. So we have this, 86.6 million spent on carbon credits. So what we're doing is buying up countries' credits that they don't use, so we can make ourselves look like we're actually giving a fuck.
See, we can solve the problem by tossing money at it. The money that we barely have.
Hold on, like, who brought the whole fucking credit system in? What the fuck's
the
that?
The EU.
Then? What's that bullshit?
So we need to hit a certain target. But yeah, the more credits we have, the higher the target goes. So then
Will they not know?
So we keep buying more and our targets keep getting higher.
No, the target stays the same. But if you have enough credits to cover it, you're fine.
Will they not know that we bought credits from other countries, though?
Doesn't matter though, you have the credits.
I guess.
The credits are in your system, but
if it could be like the EU should be like, yeah, here, you bought that, that's a bit dodgy there now.
You're cheating, pal.
You're cheating.
But like literally though.
You're cheating worse than fucking.
You're just
send them for a repeat, pal.
40% minimum.
But you're just covering it up.
Yeah.
For nothing, like.
Yeah.
And we're not actually solving
Yeah, we're not
issues.
Solving any issues. In fact, we're making more problems for ourselves because of the amount of money we're tossing at it.
And it's not like it makes us look any better. Everyone knows we're buying them. Yeah, like, so it's just making another fucking problem for later, no?
Man.
Yeah, literally, like.
The way we're handling things seems to be a bit weird. we're not actually solving any issues. I mean, we're just sweeping them under the rug and forgetting them.
Seems very fucking Irish, no?
Yeah, very Irish. I sure look at it.
What the hell say? I sure look.
Face it next time. Next year.
Sure doesn't it look right on paper. Yeah. Sure, that's grand.
Haven't paid your tax. Looks all right on paper.
It's balance. It's grand.
Pay tax. Sure look.
Load of nonsense.
Nah, man. It's that's fucked good. Up though. Like that, they're actually allowed to do it. Like some countries are doing so well and not hitting their emissions levels that they can afford not to have them and sell them to
It's kind of stupid how we aren't meeting them, considering we have like the best country for like environmental, like renewable energy and shit. Like,
but we don't.
We
have the best potential for it. Yeah.
We do not invest in it at all. Yeah.
Like that title.
They said we're investing in covering it up.
Where's that 86.6 million going into the turbines, water energy, solar panels.
That's a lot of solar panels for a lot of people.
Stupid, like.
You know, it doesn't
make any sense. We're solving all our problems the wrong way.
What we need is a fuck ton more Father Collins's with all the little windmills going. Yes. That's the solution.
You know, they're actually fucking. They turn them off though.
Yeah, I know. They don't work half the time.
Because they're like, they're on. And then I think, like, it's just.
There's noise complaints from Congo.
Residents
are like, it's just too noisy.
Is it free though?
Well, like, it should
the
be.
Energy powers the. It's meant. The idea is meant to power all the lights in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's meant to be self sustaining in a way, and the water features and stuff.
But it's just too loud,
and
so
then excess
like
was meant to go to the surrounding area. But I wonder if there is any excess.
Well, they're never on, so probably not.
Like, sure, those good on paper.
Sure, look.
But like, imagine that though, like, you're just like, whoosh, whoosh. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. So like, who are you going to ring to be like, can you turn off the fucking wind turbine, bro?
The thing is, and if you're close enough to hear the wind turbines, you're close enough to hear the traffic from the road and probably the fucking dart.
The planes.
Yeah.
It's like you've got more things to be complaining
Sorry,
about.
Can you stop them planes there?
Can you stop working? Can you go on strike?
People are shocking.
It's shocking. The whole situation is fucking weird. Like,
it's
hilarious. We never actually solve problems. We just fucking delay them.
You're the only person I know with solar panels.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, it's Ireland.
They're not even solar panels.
My family.
They're hot water pipes.
They're not the same, aren't they?
My family was
solar panels create electricity. but we have heat up your water.
My family was talking about getting a wind turbine put in the back garden.
What? In fucking Leicester?
You can do that. First of all, you can do that. That's the bigger thing at hand here. You can just get a fucking wind turbine out the back. Like. Yeah, and I was like, that's not going to fucking work.
But what's the numbers on that?
Do you ever see the episode of The Simpsons where they can't get enough energy to power the TV, so
No, it's just like the amount of money that would cost us to get it. It's just not worth it, like, for the amount like that it would save.
It's a long-term investment.
Yeah. It's like, just get fucking solar panels. Like, why would you get a wind turbine in the back garden? This big fuck-off wheel. Like.
Liam just attached to it. Might
as well have a fucking hamster wheel. I fucking get the lads out for the run.
Lads, I'll give you a slap. In Copenhagen, right, if you want to charge your phone, there's little bikes. You have to hop on the bike.
And cycle
to charge your phone. It's clever. It's clever. I've seen some fat American couple try to get on it. Now, that was fucking hilarious. The thing toppled over. It's like watching the Twin Towers all again. The two of them together, it's like...
So you're getting controversial already.
It was like the slowest domino effect ever.
Yeah. No, yeah, because she fell. I went to him. He's like, I got you, honey. I got you. Oh, no. And they just went.
She was like a pancake afterwards.
God damn it, she wanted a pancake.
Yeah, fucking charge up the energy loss on that bike, anyway.
Yeah, man. And do you have to pay to go on the bike, or is it all free?
No, you just hop on, you plug in your... There's wires already in it, so you just put it into your phone, you hop on, and I think...
That's a cool idea.
For whatever you put into it work-wise, it does, like, maybe you're doing one-third of the work. You know? So, right. It is charging for you, but you're not using as much energy.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, because otherwise, imagine if you're there, like, and you get a fully charge, and they're fucking, like, 2 hours later. Balls, like,
yeah, you get full fucking workout, like, yeah. Full spin cycle.
2 hours later, you got, like, 10% extra.
Go!
I was like,
and have a speaker go and get the tunes, you know? Yeah. And here we go. Kick it into higher gear.
Get Sandstorm on there.
I was like, yeah, I was thinking there. Yeah.
I was like, when.
See how Slender Health gig there,
though? Oh, no.
Apparently Slender Hell got a bit of a fucking redo at the Corner of Connor, yeah. It's nice now, like, apparently.
I've been there since Tenerife, like.
General word of mouth seems to be that it's fucking nice now, like, it's nice. They're after getting a whole, like, load of new machines in.
Yeah,
they changed the floor completely, like.
Really?
It's nuts.
So it's going to be actually worth the money now, is it?
Yeah.
You mean it's going to fit everyone that
€29 for 20 months. It's already worth the money.
It's worth the money in a way, but, like, there's just not enough shit in there. Well, yeah. There's too many people subscribed to it. It's like every other
time. Yeah, it's oversubscribed to.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
There's only, like, there's certain times you can go there, and it's, like, late at night or, like, early in the morning.
Whenever Connor goes.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but Connor he goes, like, a fucking 4 a.m. all the time, man. Ain't nobody getting up at 4 a.m. the gym unless you're a bit crazy.
I should. In reality, I fucking should be getting over there to go there.
There was a stage where you were in the gym a lot, though. Yeah. I remember I seen you one night. I think it was it Academy or some shit?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And you just fucking dropped so much weight. I was like, who's this guy?
I need to get back there.
And I was like, I hadn't seen you in ages. I was like,
I will. I'll buy another subscription to there, like, because I did go a lot when I had the subscription.
Once you're out of practice, it's just so annoying.
Well, it's because, like, nowadays I have nothing to do in the gap, like, pretty much. I sleep till, like, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. Because I fucking don't have anything to get up for, like.
Get a job.
Get up for you.
You need a routine, man.
You need some hot yoga.
That's the thing. I need something to do. Because if I don't have anything to do, I just sleep. That's what I do. Like,
sleep. You get a license. People give you lots of shit to do when you get a license.
Yeah, but, like, is it you? You're just like, Gibbo.
See, that's the thing, though. Because the way...
Gibbo.
Bring it to our exam.
You fucking hate bringing the lads around.
No, it's grand.
It's grand, okay, if Gibbo wants to fucking go there.
I'd float out and I'd have a drink.
That's bullshit where it's like, oh, Gibbo, do you mind bring me here and there and then you fucking off? Some people that will not be named.
Yeah.
Like, what was that? Fucking Tipperary or some bullshit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
For the furniture.
Oh, jeez.
Furniture. Kind of remember the furniture.
Oh, yeah, the furniture, yeah.
Back side of the couch. I'm thinking of fucking the message that you were showing me, dude.
Oh, yeah. Up to the northern part of the country.
Oh, what? This guy has never actually been friends with you, really. Like, he goes...
Exchange a few pleasantries there and then. That's about it.
Gibbo, I hear you have a motorised vehicle.
I do, yeah.
And I need to be somewhere.
Level 2, son.
Do you drive to Donegal by any chance?
Yeah, well, you should just become a registered taxi driver. Honestly, get money that way.
I should consider that. Yeah, no, it's a lot of money.
Uber, man.
But yeah,
apparently you have to know. Uber's legal. Apparently the fucking the test to get a taxi license here is apparently mad as well. You have to know like every back street and like the fastest route to get to hospitals and shit.
It's not out of London.
No, that's here as well.
What is?
Like apparently getting the actual license to be a taxi driver is nuts. The amount of stuff you have to know, like,
yeah, it's pretty hard, man.
It's nuts. Like,
well, no, none of my, how many taxi drivers?
And then, well, I know a few, but they wouldn't talk to you about that shit. Like,
no.
Talk well, about the weather.
How was your exam to become a taxi driver, Mr. Taxi Driver?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, that's an extra tenner. Beep.
That's like, but Uber, like, Uber works over here, but only for registered taxi drivers.
Loads of that. Is Uber even here, actually?
Is Uber even?
I didn't know that because, like, apparently, my fucking family were saying that it's like some weird legal or like some law stopping Uber from actually fully expanding in
because it's stealing work from fucking taxi drivers. That's to go through like so many hoops, as you said. And then these people show up, I'm gonna make it a fucking account. You know, my name's fucking
Bill. You know, my taxi, they take 12% of driver's earnings.
Oh man, did you see that? Like, fucking cancellation fee.
Just don't cancel.
Well, no, bro. Do you ever get when you're standing there and it's like, taxi will be here in 2 minutes?
It's
like,
yeah, it's not there.
20 minutes later.
Yeah.
I'll fucking cancel that shit and order a new one.
Yeah, well, you can't cancel anymore, Jake. Look.
It's bullshit, man. Like,
just take your card off.
It's like paper cash only.
Yeah. I went to on cash my taxi, only.
If you cancel an order, you get charged for it.
It's 5 euro.
If it's on your card.
It's a 5 euro fee. No,
but your card's always attached to it.
Yeah.
My card's not attached.
You have to attach to it.
If you've never.
You have to attach it to sign up. So that means there's always a full
charge. The charge is a fiver. So yeah, that's fairly hefty, like fiver charge.
You sure? So some bullshit goes 35 quid. 35 fucking minutes, sorry. And he just. He can't cancel. Oh, I hate this.
My head in. A lot of people have stopped using my taxi because it's because it got taken over, I think. Taken over by like an American company or something.
It's changing names.
They always try to squeeze every last fucking drip out of you.
It's changing
names. That's capitalism for you, man.
My taxi is now that taxi.
My taxi is now fuck you.
What's this?
It's about the fucking climate change bullshit. Did I see this today?
No,
it was all over. So there's this fucking protest.
Josh has the old research device out.
No, like it came up on my feed today. There was a protest in front of Stephen's Green. What was it called? Extinction Rebellion. This is not a drill. And
there's a lot of protests, like weekly, like.
Yeah, but this one was mad. Like, they had people fucking covered in, like, fake blood and shit. And like,
they put the blood over the kids.
Yeah, because it's the blood of your children. It's their future being ruined by this environment. I thought it was pretty.
I'm fairly certain. I'm fairly certain the earth is already beyond repair at this point. Like, it can only get worse from here on out. Like,
we've got time.
Like,
did we have time?
Yeah, man. We've got little time, but we've got time.
Well, this is not a drill.
Think about this, though. We have all these fucking stupid motherfuckers in like positions of power who are just like, fuck it.
Apparently, it's like 10 years if you continue this way.
We only have like 10 years till it's irreversible.
Jeez, that's great. I'm going to be dead at 40. Lovely.
Yeah, till it's
who cares? Might as well just do everything now.
Fuck. Jesus. I only live once. Fuck my kids.
Fuck you, man.
I don't have kids, bro. I'm
happy.
In 10
years, man. Little
Liam Jr. running
up. Did you hear the fucking... I showed Josh a picture of him. Josh goes, bro. beside your face.
Was ridiculous.
It's not mine, man.
Yeah, and a whole frame of Liam's had a kid within the time that they were sort of seeing each other.
Oh dear.
And
he kid was has like, blonde hair and blue eyes.
No, it wasn't just that, man. His facial features were pretty spot on. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was just going, do I tell him?
Do I say it?
Hey man, you've got a kid. Have fun.
Congrats, brother.
I'm going to be an uncle.
Uncle Josh.
Excuse for a sesh.
Yeah. Some say baby shower.
There is no excuse for the sesh. The sesh is always, the sesh is absolute.
This is never ending, man.
Oh my god.
I'm in a perpetual sesh as well.
Finishes college, doesn't know what the fuck to do with himself.
Does that not sound like everyone who finishes college?
I have to do one repeat. One repeat I have to do.
Oh, did you get your results back?
Not yet. I might be getting them either by.
We're tomorrow, bro.
Another couple. It's either going to be another couple of weeks for me or the end of this month. And then I have to repeat financial management, and then after that, I'm going straight into a job.
Well, you already have a job.
Yeah.
Why are you worried about, like, wasting your days? This is the only time you can.
I'm not worried, like, but, like, fuck it. At least I'd have something to do in my life.
get up and go to the gym.
I might be going back to the place I did my replacement at, which would be nice.
That's cool.
You were happy out there,
weren't you?
You like
that, man. That was 3K a
month. What was the name? Maybe don't say it.
After tax.
But what was the work you were doing? I don't think you can probably say
it. IT desktop support. So basically, install Google Chrome, install this shit.
Oh, so basically, like,
it's what Connor's doing.
I don't know how to fucking work computers.
So if I rang you up,
paper in it. Yeah, there you go.
It keeps beeping at me. Yeah, it says load paper.
I can imagine some of you boys in the IT crowd.
I didn't like that whole game. I was like working with domains and like just controlling who like, new users are.
Don't touch that box.
Yeah, like, every day it was just like, can you reset my password? Every time. It's just like, yeah.
Why don't you put your password?
Free coffee, free tea. Fucking hell. The old market's down there on the Lewis line at Friday. It's nice.
Tasty beans.
Fucking nice, man.
There's a nice little number there, don't you?
Tasty beans. Why don't you bring the boys out for a session?
Why, out to the markets? Come on, boy. You're going to markets.
So I thought the market. No matter.
Market's lovely.
Market
every Friday, fucking lovely food.
Love farmer's market.
Yeah.
Fresh cheddar.
Have you ever been to the Hope Market?
No.
On Saturdays, like Sundays and shit.
It's not my choice, like, if I'm there and I'm
man, no, you should float there, like, fucking just go
for
there.
What, man?
Munch, like.
Ah, fuck that
munch,
shit.
Man. A load of nice munch.
Should I bring full that
fucking,
out, no?
There's full smoke fucking. Fuck they have they have fucking full smoke hog on the fucking rotisserie, like, at the back of the market. It's fucking lovely. Proper, like, fucking barbecue pulled pork and everything, like. Oh, man.
Oh, shit, man.
That's they a good spot. Nice it's a good spot. Too.
But nah, like, fuck that.
So I was thinking the boys float into fucking town someday and just fucking eat, like, pippers. Fucking get fucking hammered. Like, bit of pippers, bit of barbecue.
Pippers.
Not even a pippers, man. Skibbity pippers.
That's good. I'm looking forward to getting back to actually doing something in my life. It's
nice. You're saying looking for, what do you mean? The work or the pit bros?
The work.
Oh, okay.
I just want to afford money for food.
I just want money.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, money.
I have like 20 quid to my name right now. It's not a good time.
Half it's gone on the cans for tonight.
It's allowed down then, you know.
Yeah.
A break
it's a sesh. It's a sesh.
It's not a sesh.
It is. We don't believe it's a sesh to me. Everything's a sesh to me.
Goes out for a cup of tea. Sesh.
Imagine a cup of tea. Sesh.
Sitting there with the fan.
Sesh.
What time is it?
Sesh.
Sorry, you boys. Have you used anything planned?
You better recycle them cans, you know, for taxing the likes.
Ah, yeah. Funny they gave me money for
recycling. We should do it the way the Europeans do it, over cans and bottles, where you get money back for it.
Yeah.
Do you know, you always see fucking loads of cans and bottles everywhere, smashed up by little kids. Imagine if they gave you back, like, let's say 10, 15 cent per bottle, per can.
That's it, man.
The fucking streets would be so clean.
Yep.
I hate people that smash bottles for no reason.
People who smash bottles are fucking wankers.
They're really annoying, aren't they?
Staring at Liam, is it? What? For the viewers at home.
No, on a drunken night out, it sort of happens sometimes. Yeah.
But like seriously, like imagine you buy a crate of bottles, right?
Yeah.
Drink them all, bring it back to the shop, and you get what, fucking 30% back of your money back?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick, like.
There you go. 30% to your next crate.
Or, some other countries nearly 40.
Like I don't think shops right now don't give enough fucks about it.
Yeah.
They're not gonna do that. It needs to be brought in by the government.
Yeah. But like as in like that's gonna be fucking everyone's gonna be like, no, fuck that shit.
Cut down
that
fucking carbon.
Like in solar panels, man.
In China though, they
few solar panels for the boys.
Where they've completely got rid of plastic.
Yeah, they're using banana leaves now to bunch stuff up at that market.
That's the fucking worst shit ever. I hate that. Just fucking fall apart. It's great for the environment. Yeah, it's not for personal.
But those are the kind of places that need to get rid of plastic, though.
Yeah, man. Like
they stopped buying in plastic because they were like, we have our own problem now.
Yeah, right. But did you just see the river of fucking trash going through Hong Kong?
Oh yeah,
nuts.
Oh,
did you see?
No. Just
with your own eyes.
No. Recently, like last 2 weeks or something.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real rough.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck a duck.
Speaking of Hong Kong.
Oh, you're a cunt.
Speaking of Hong Kong.
Story time with Josh now.
This is why Josh was
fucking Indiegogo for a while. Yeah,
yeah. So incognito, but
Indiegogo.
Incognito got away from the podcast scene. You know, it was just getting too much.
It's getting much. The fame was too much.
I understand the pressure. It's hard. It's a hard life.
After that, like, one podcast,
we were like, "Yeah, me and Josh are going to set up this podcast." And I was like, "Josh is gone." So Josh took a little working vacay.
Yeah, it was fantastic. A little 2 weeks paid work in Hong Kong was very nice. And then spent the next week and a half just spending all the money I made. It was fucking class. But it was like so funny.
It was weird. Like,
when I think one of the most fucked up things when I met up with Josh for the first time when he came back was you couldn't leave, 500 meters from where you said you'd be? Hmm.
Oh shit, yeah, sorry.
I forgot about my own hype. See, I missed the fame. No, because like...
I missed the fame.
No, because I'm coloured, right? And then when I was in Hong Kong, like every time I walked down the street, a little kid just going to stare me out. Like,
you were probably giant to them as well.
Yeah, like I was like, okay, cool. I haven't seen like a 6'4" person before. Maybe. I was like, whatever. I thought Hong Kong was a metropolis, but okay. And then all the old fucking people started staring at me. I was like, okay. Older generation, maybe the only reason he started letting people in, whatever. It's fucking everyone. It's fucking, didn't matter what age you were, fucking anything. It was just like
staring at you,
just staring at people coming up trying to fucking take photos. Like,
should charge him for the photos, man.
Ah, see, I tried for one because he looked minted, and I was like, I have fiver, and he goes, haha, you funny, and then like took the photo without even asking me. I didn't say yes. Like, he goes, haha, you funny, and just put the big Nikon massive camera in my face, not even a selfie, just sort of like on my face,
proper full DSLR job, like,
yeah, just like straight up in my face, took the photo, and then was like just gone, like didn't even say goodbye.
I say there's like
what the fuck?
Hundreds of photos of Josh.
You're probably a living legend now. There's probably street art of you in Hong Kong now.
It was mainly the mainland Chinese tourists who were also doing the tourist things that I was doing because we're both tourists. So like they're so inland that they probably don't get a lot of colored people. Yeah. And when they came in, they were already prepared with their Nikon cameras.
they're waiting. Yeah. Got him.
You know what I mean? Like, it was the weirdest thing. The funniest one was, I think it was the first day I landed and I was so fucking jet-lagged. I was sort of in and out of it. I felt like in between stone drunk and hadn't slept for a week.
Great combo.
Yeah, and I was sitting in a park and it was really early in the morning and this kind of group of old people kind of showed up right in front of me, set up, and I was like, okay, it's kind of weird. And then they just started doing all this Tai Chi and stuff, and they had like kind of ceremonial wooden swords and started doing it all. Like, man, I was like, this is like a movie.
That must have been
great.
Cool.
It was great, but
I must have, like, that's triangle.
It was so nice that I fell asleep. It was so peaceful. Shit. I fell asleep and I woke up and I was like, someone fucking touched my head. And I was like, oh, hi, old person. And like, she was really in my face, just like stroking my head and just sort of like smiling really nicely. Like,
it was pleasant but strange.
It was pleasant but also get the fuck out of my face.
Like, who are you?
I'm sitting there, go, hi. And she was just sort of nodding and then, well, do you mind? And she just kept smiling and I was like stepping back and she just laughed. But I think she definitely had no idea what I was saying. But I was just like, bitch, you laughing at me? So I was like half fucking sleep drunk, everything in between. And I was like, man, like, I'm going to snap. I was like, would you mind backing up? And she's like, she's going to like, haha. And then kind of, you know, kept patting my head and then sort of slowly left. And I was like, was that? That's such a violation of like personal space. I was like, I like my personal space. I'm personal space Josh. I'm personal space Josh. I like my fucking personal space. Get out my personal space. And then, the funniest one, I actually wet myself during it. Someone gave me their kid. I was on the Hollywood Walk, which is right across from Hong Kong Island in Kowloon. And, it's a big famous walk, just walk around the bay. It's really cool, like, and this big family kind of was walking behind me, and every time I stopped, they stopped, and I was like, you know, you're just being paranoid, Josh. Stop being an idiot. Yeah. And then they kind of tapped me on the shoulder and like, can we take a photo with you? And I was like, yeah, fine. I was like, they actually asked, like,
yeah,
I was
at least they asked.
Like, yeah, they also just come up and like, click and run, and I was like, oh god.
drive-by photos.
Yeah, right? And I was like, yeah, no problem. And they just sort of picked up the little kid. So they had a kid on a leash for one. And I was like, fuck. Like, so those toddler reins.
Yeah,
but it was like, just like a, but it was like a dog collar on her wrist. And like, they were kind of like pulling her along. I was like, quick, quick. Like, you know, and hand, picked her up and handed her to me. And I was like, no. I was like, my hands are up. Like, yeah, is this some kind of like fucking ploy? You can give me this kid and run away.
Is this a scam or some shit? You're trying to get me arrested?
Yeah, like, give me a kid and run away. And I go, hey, mom, like, I don't know. I just, I got this little girl here. She's mine. I know, it's all more efficient in Hong Kong. I don't know. Like, it only took 3 weeks. You know, made in China, like, pretty efficient. Well, yeah, she just handed me the kid, and I kept saying, no, can you please just, like, you know, put her next to me or something? I don't want to hold your kid. For one, I don't want to drop your kid.
And for one, I don't want to touch your kid.
Yeah. So we took a really awkward photo, and then, like, their grandparents got in. Like, it was so funny, like, because it was, like, on one side of me, it was, like, their older people in their group, and on the other side, it was, like, the kid, and then, like, kind of, like, teenager, and I was, like, where did these photos go? Like, do you go home, put them on your mantelpiece, go, the one time grandfather met black man. You know? Like, when that little girl grows up, she goes, you won't believe what I found. I found a wild nigga. Just in the wild by himself. He didn't have his pride with him, you know, his homies. He was by himself. And grandma just told me, you take picture now.
Fucking brilliant.
I just like, where did those photos go?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, they probably tagged random rappers and basketball players.
Oh man.
Did you get a mistake for a basketball player at all over there?
So like basketball league got really big over there.
Basketball's huge over there.
I remember I went out with some lads from work and we just went out for a few drinks and I had a few people coming up to me and just came give me thumbs up and I was like, this is cool. This is a lot less of evasive than, you know, face. So I was like, this is great. And then one guy was like, good job Friday. I was like, cool man, thanks. And I was like, no fucking way he works with me. And I was like, wait a minute, what is here Friday? What the fuck's he talking about? It happened a few more times. I asked the lads and they were like, oh, I don't know, man. And then like an hour later, they were like, oh, you look like your man. I was like, who? It's like, the basketball player. I'm like, you what?
There's a lot of them.
Which one?
Yeah, I was like, that basketball player, you say Michael Jordan, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. No, they're just like, apparently I look a lot like one of the guys who plays for Beijing. I don't know. Anyway, so I got a lot of praise for shit I didn't do, which was nice.
That was pretty cool.
Nah, it was cool for like 3 days. That's such a lie. It was great for like a week. It was so cool. It felt like I was a celebrity. And then it was like, oh God, this is horrible. Like, I was like, fuck this.
How like much bigger were you compared to like the average, like,
oh, the funniest was going to the markets. I could see everything. Here, it's like, I can see everything. It's kind of like, you know, everyone's sort of on my level or whatever. Over there, it was like, you know, my whole torso was sometimes. And like, the best is you're walking past an old person with their head down, kind of going, and I come by and they just swing up. And they go, what the fuck? Like, they swing up so much that they nearly fall. And I'm kind of, then I...
It's like seeing the spire. It's like...
It was pretty funny, actually. It was fun. It was a fun time. I'll go back. I love Hong Kong. I want to live there.
But fucking... What was it? You can't use Google. No, you can't use Gmail.
Oh, for real?
No. You have to use VPNs for everything.
No. So, Hong Kong, because it's separate to mainland China... It actually does have access to some things. Like, in mainland China, you can use Instagram, Facebook, all these other things.
For real?
Yeah, but Google works, but it's highly censored. So I ended up using Bing because it was more reliable. Okay. Bing Maps. Dodgiest fucking thing in the world. He kept sending me on routes through the dodgiest areas. Like,
you know, but like they want to get you killed.
Like, I'm gonna be recognized.
No, like, doesn't matter what you wore. It's like you're 6 foot, whatever.
You know, it's bad when you have to rely on Bing.
You're kind of like you're a foreigner, 100%. And they go, you got money. And like, I got 10,000, whatever the fuck this is. That's probably like 30 euro. No thanks.
What else are you saying about? You had restrictions on how far you could go from a certain area.
Oh yeah, so when I moved, so I had a work permit for Hong Kong and
Shenzhen.
You fuck me, man. Yeah, Shenzhen, and Shenzhen is just across the border in mainland China, but I could only be within like a radius of something like I got 500 meters of where I was supposed to be at a certain time.
Oh, for real?
That's so funny. Because we were all monitored. Like, we had our own, like, personal guys kind of, like, coming around every now and again.
Yeah, like, PAs and all, like... Yeah. Or more like handlers. So,
more like handlers.
You came
like,
on a leash.
Yeah, basically. They were like, you can't go too far. And one day I was like, here, lads, there's a really cool coffee place down the corner or whatever, being a hipster and all that. And I was like, I'll go grab it and bring some back. And they were like, can you show me on the map first? And I was like, oh, look at these guys worried about me getting lost. I like these guys. But they were like, nah, sorry, man, that's outside your radius. It's like, what? It's like, nah, you can't walk out there. It's like, why? It's like, ah, you'll have a car. And I was like, what do you mean? A car just pull up on you and they'll shoo back. And I was like, huh.
What, they're fucking hunters to find the stragglers? Like,
I think it was really like exaggerated that it'd be a car showing up, but I think I would have been in trouble. Like, they wouldn't have turned up that stage. I would have came back to work, and maybe the next day they would have showed up saying, hey, you violated.
Yeah, you got yelled at in a different way.
That's grand. You never know what you're saying then. Like, it's fine.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
But, it's like you can pick up on the tone of it, though. It's like,
do I cry now? Or like, insert. No, stay strong. Stay strong. There's a break. There's a pause. Shit. Do I nod? Yes, nod. Fuck, it's wrong. No. they're all lovely. And they all, like, nearly everyone over there.
It sounded like a good time, though. It was a good experience to have. Like,
something. It was just an experience. It was weird. It was really interesting. Yeah. Like, and, I did a lot of touristy things, saw a lot of temples, went to a lot of expeditions. One thing that was really interesting.
Should join the monks, man. Shout out monks, man.
Yeah.
Did some mad fucking cool.
Don't think they let real brothers in there. Or are they the real brothers?
No, frozen.
But, so getting more kind of slightly political. Like recently, like there was a huge protest in Hong Kong because Hong Kong got given back to the mainland. Chinese government, I think maybe 50 years ago this now, and it's only slowly because the England.
It's for deportation as well, isn't it?
At the moment, it's more about them maintaining their democratic rights and stuff, and the laws they have. Because if once they merge with mainland China, it all becomes like the fucking communist country. Like, so they don't quite know what to do with Hong Kong because it's sort of its own beast.
That is a weird situation.
And so they're trying to bring in all these protests that happened recently. But there was an exhibition on when I was there about kind of the story of Hong Kong and how it came to be separated and then rejoined mainland China.
Mm-hmm.
But within 2 days, 2.5 days of it being open, it was meant to be a month-long exhibition, it got shut down by the government. I went there, it said nothing outrageous. It was just sort of like, this is what's happening here.
Yeah, it was very factual. Like,
just
bringing up to speed. Like,
yeah, there must have been a lot of, some biases the president didn't like
there. Now it's fucking shutting that down real quick.
Two and a half days, it was like shut down.
The current president of China is a bit mad for censorship. Like,
He's
censoring everything. Everything. Like.
What do you mean?
They got rid of fucking, who was it? They got rid of, Winnie the Pooh out of China.
Yeah, because like someone made a joke saying that their leader is very like Winnie the Pooh.
Shit. And then that's what got that banned, dude. He's like mad paranoid. He's like a dictator, dude. It's nuts.
That is like the little rocket man.
It's fucking scary. I wonder what happened in Hong Kong.
Oh, that's crazy, dude. It's nuts for censorship over there. It's nuts for like.
I'd like to go, but like I feel like I'd be like, shit, what's going on?
Nah, well, I wouldn't fucking go at the moment, man. Like,
as in maybe.
Yeah, no, not at the moment.
Okay, we travel back and we just go together.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
But what was it?
How would they react to a white giant?
Man, you are blonde-haired and blue-eyed.
They're going to be like, you're a fucking Nazi god. Bastard.
I'm sorry, what side were they on?
True.
But all I'm saying,
he's getting highlighted down the road.
Nah, man, it wouldn't be that at all, man. But because you are white, you are blonde, you are tall, and you have blue eyes, you are automatically a businessman and successful.
Fair
and
nice,
man. And if you grow out the beard, like a fucking Warren showed up. Like, Warren's pretty like average height.
Yeah,
with his ginger hair and his massive fucking Viking beard. That's a god.
That's great though.
He's like more successful than me.
It's great. If Limo fails here, he can just fuck off to Hong Kong and be like a businessman. Yeah. Like, everyone sees him in high regard. Like, oh yeah, you're getting into his private club. Let's go.
Don't pay for shit. Yeah. Walk out of all the restaurants. That's fine. It's
people
fine.
Giving you money as they walk by. Like, Jesus
Christ. Eat all your dumplings and leave.
Fuck, man. Was there any good street food that you had over there? Or?
Man, I was effectively there by myself. I was not going to risk street food. No. I was there on work too. Imagine my family, if I was working and all of a sudden, like half the time I meant to be there, it's like, by the way, terrible diarrhea.
So my family went to Singapore and you could get like fried insects, like fried tarantula and all that.
You
like,
were
shit,
saying
like,
you got a fucking seahorse cappuccino. No?
Seahorse soup.
Seahorse soup? What? Yeah, bro. Seahorse cappuccino, that'd be fucking weird.
Yeah, I love how I said, like, I didn't really try street food. I was trying to be safe. Yeah. That was a bad decision.
Yeah. Nah, did it taste good at all, or was it good?
It was unreal. Yeah. It was really nice. And but the funniest thing was...
Street food is the best, man.
It was... I had this tiny little hut, but like...
There needs to be more street food stuff here, like... People set up on Grafton Street when growing up.
Yeah, but fucking street food would be fucking hard.
Like anything, like hot dogs.
No, but the thing is, they all have their own special like cuisine and stuff. Oh, yeah, in the region. What do Irish people as a staple food?
Coddle.
Do you want a nice coddle? Yeah.
Cabbage soup.
Yeah.
Soup or queen sausages.
Jesus Christ, man.
There's a few taters for you there now. The old famine job, you know.
Fuck that. Yeah, they're not even Irish.
Like, what? What? Oh, it was fucking McDonald's. Do you know, like, the way each country has their own shit for, like, specialized?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
We got fresh. Twisty fries, bro. Yeah. That is our special. No other country has twisty fries.
Really?
Is that not really sad that every country has, like, we have, like, fucking juicy ass, like, burgers because we've got really good meat and all this? We're like, shit, what do we have? Make it twisty.
Yeah, it's fucking twisty. Make a little bit more crispy.
It's crazy how when we were over in Brussels, you could get like pints with your McDonald's. Oh, like, man. That was fucking nuts.
That was nice, dude. That's cool. The airport.
Why don't they do that here?
Because they probably can't get a license and shit.
For real?
License.
Because Five Guys up in town does it.
Because once you get you can
grab a bottle out of there and just have that with your meal. We should fucking go to Five Guys, by the way. Just saying.
Hit bros, Five Guys on the same day.
Man, I just want to fuck off into town and just eat everything.
Same guy is like, oh, I need to go to the gym.
And I need to sort my life out. But yeah. I want to see food all day.
Sleep till 10.
You say you're on food review.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't have a palate. Like, I just eat anything.
That tastes like a burger.
Burger, I love burgers.
That's lovely, that is.
Lowly bars. Fuck
that, man.
Hong Kong sounded like a good time, though.
Oh, it was tasty. But the fucking seahorse thing was gas, because your man was sort of talking to me the whole time, but like really broken English, really quick. And did I was trying to order chicken.
Yeah, did you get told what it was, though, when you got it? Or did they not say shit, and then you tried it, and you were like,
no, mate, there was a menu. I was pointing, and I was like, this one, chicken. And I felt so bad. I went, cluck, cluck. I was like, chicken, you know. And he goes, yes, yes. As talking to me, hand whips into the tank beside him. Just not even looking, grabs a fucking thing.
Grabs a chicken from the tank.
Grabs a chicken from the tank. The other ones that go cluck, cluck. And then puts it down, chops the fucking head off, chops it up real thin. And I'm sitting there going, no, 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 chicken. He goes, yes, yes, fucking does it again. Pulls out another CEO, pulls out three of them. And I'm sitting there going, maybe chicken is really close to like a Cantonese for seahorse. Like, I should have nay.
Cluck cluck means seahorse.
What sound would you make for a fucking seahorse?
Can't go nay.
I say nay.
Like initially, were you a bit freaked out about eating it, or were you just like, this is unreal? Like,
I was freaked. It was a fucking seahorse. There's like barely any meat on it.
I mean, fuck it, dude.
I chopped up the bones really fine, so it became like a broth. Like, it was cool to watch him make it.
Yeah.
And I sat there, this looks really appetizing, but like, you know.
It's seahorse, bitch.
I want a chicken. Cluck, cluck, not.
Yeah, not seahorse. I was sitting there just going, fuck
off. I just wanted some fucking chicken, man. I just wanted a normal meal for once.
I was just so close to going, like, this guy, what do I eat? What do you think I eat? You don't sell watermelon. What's here? What else is here? You're in a fucking cage next to you. Just give the black man chicken. I need that shit. Nah, but like, yeah, it was really nice. I'd get it again. Because I didn't get any food poisoning. Tasted great.
Left you wholesome and like nice feeling. Like, that's good.
Yeah, it was interesting. Oh, the fucking cocktails were cool. Some people had like scorpion cocktails or something, like some sort of insect cocktails. So like the insect kind of antenna and stuff became like decorations, or like you'd have like parsley whatever on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, this one is like fucking.
I'd be freaked out seeing that shit though. I'd be like,
it was cool. Like,
it must taste good though. Like, it's gotta taste good.
It's alcohol, man.
Oh, yeah, it's
like,
alcohol.
It was, they were like really nice, but it was just sort of like watching people like drink insects. I was like, what the fuck? And someone would like pick their teeth with the antennas and stuff.
Bro.
Yeah, because I don't know, or not the antenna, maybe a leg or something.
Yeah.
But like, there was some guy just sitting there like picking, and I was going like, alright, okay. I want to get sick.
Hey, they own that fucking climate change shit, bro. They ain't producing no toothpicks, no.
Yeah, very true. You know, biodegradable. Use insects. Also,
like, speaking of that shit, it's like, it's funny how we're replacing plastic straws with paper straws, even though we have to cut down trees to make the paper straws.
Yeah, no, but no. Save the ocean, fuck the forest.
But then at the same time, you still get your plastic lids.
Yeah,
oh, that's the best.
Yeah. I went to
them so much.
I went to Wellberg the other day, and I was like, shit. I was like, I ain't gonna use a plastic lid today. And then I was just like, no, not my drink spills everywhere. I was like, boom, stuck it on. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you had an extra one because I picked up two by accident. I was like, ah, fuck it.
I think like, they're all trying to jump on the bandwagon, but yeah, like, you know, like
they're actually
10%
banned, they're banned. You're not allowed to use plastic straws in any.
I see them fucking everywhere.
You're not allowed to anymore.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. McDonald's, Burger King, everywhere. Sure. You have to do it.
I seen Weber still does plastic straws.
That's probably the last of their stock.
Yeah, though.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of their stock. That's the thing.
Yeah, but like Weber on Mary Street, that's where I was.
Yeah.
Fucking plastic straws.
Do you not feel bad for the poor workers in the plastic straw factories and they're out of jobs?
They've only got fucking thrown straight into me.
Sorry, man. No, they get tossed out into the forest. There you go, man. Hand axe, go on. Sort it out, man. Sort it. Go on, cut that down.
Make
now.
It from paper. Do the same thing, just with paper.
Jesus Christ. Is Gibbo going to be the next one gone next week?
this guy said enough tonight. So.
Lads, I'm only in for a short and sweet burst. Sorry. You know, an episode here, five later, six, seven later, actually. And then I'll go Indiegogo.
And then he's taking another hiatus.
Then he's fucking off to somewhere else.
Annual leave time.
Yeah, do I still get paid if I'm off?
Yeah, so, pay leave is a good sponsorship there.
Wait, you're getting paid?
You're meant to tell them you're getting paid, bro.
I mean, you know, Indiegogo.
All good stuff.
Sponsored by.
Did you see that people are freaking out now? Did you guys watch E3 at all? No.
What's
like big game show like?
No.
They got a.
What is the game show first of all? What is the game show?
Like? It's just like it's a big just presentation of all the games coming out this year and like next year and stuff like.
Oh fuck! This is Keanu Reeves.
No, it's there's a game called Vampire Masquerade: The Bloodlines 2, and it was like first off it was like they got a load of money from Kickstarter and Indiegogo and all that, and then they announced that they're going to another store that's paying for everything. So like now all the backers are asking for their money back and they're just not getting it back now.
Yeah, because they backed it. They're not going to get that money
back. No, it's not stuff because they went to another shop that's paying for development. Like,
they got their money, so either way it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the thing is, they wouldn't have got that development if they didn't get the backing.
Yeah, exactly.
People, so you know,
but it's just
mean?
Like people
like,
are
people
just complaining.
What they're getting
like,
into,
it's
like,
just
that's
funny.
Pretty, you know, fickle.
Did you see the Keanu Reeves part? Did you?
I
see Keanu Reeves going out on stage being like, you're breathtaking.
Like Keanu Reeves, like, is it the newest meme? Like?
Keanu Reeves loved that shit, dude. That's a game you want to keep your eyes on, by the way.
What?
The game is Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
So you want to keep your eyes on that, man.
Was there one before it, or is it just, like, you know, it's.
No, that was one of their big, like, that was the big fucking thing they were announcing.
Like. I know, but, like, is it like a standalone one? Or is there a first one?
Oh, no, it's a standalone. It's a new game.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah, I play just to see Keanu.
Yeah, exactly. Just to play with Keanu.
I don't even have an Xbox or a PlayStation.
I got a PS3 and a fucking Wii, so like, what
am I going to play? It's your excuse. I got a full PC. I just want walkthroughs all the time.
I got a full PC that's just built. I have a full PC built for you. So, like,
it's Ben. Games gaff, is it?
A lot of money on that beast, man. A lot of money on that beast.
I have a phone.
That fucking build alone was nearly 3,000.
I have a phone and an Aptoid.
3,000 euro on that building.
Fuck that, man.
I want
to see
that.
I need an upgrade.
You needed an upgrade about 3 years.
Yeah.
Man, I've been making it work this long.
My first PC was 1,000, like my first gaming PC was 1,000 euro. Or 1,500 was the budget for it. And then this one was like nearly 250, 3,000.
3,000?
Yeah.
Mate, I could disappear into this world for like, I don't know, a month, 2 months with that kind of money.
Nah, you find Josh in the Amazon doing some weird shit.
Like. Yeah, but you can't pay Fortnite.
Same,
yeah, exactly. Extinct species. I would be the same. I'd be sucking on those fucking hypno frogs. Sitting there off me fucking balls. We got the same trees, man.
We're doing shit about it.
No, no, just making like, I don't know.
Houses out of plastic.
Jesus.
Oh, man, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right, guys, I'm going to call this the intermission.
Intermission.
Great.
Three.
Intermission.
Two. One.
We out.
Boom.